From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor finished his meeting with lawmakers in the House Intelligence Committee. The panel interviewed Kushner for about 3 hours as part of its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential campaign and possible involvement of Trump associates. Republican Congressman Mike Conaway.
I found him to be straightforward, forthcoming, wanted to answer every question that we had, and was willing to follow up on any questions that we think of later that we didn't get asked this morning.
Democrat Mr. Adam described the meeting as very productive. Kushner had a similar interview with staff on the Senate Intelligence Panel on Monday. The U.S. House of Representatives is likely to approve new sanctions Tuesday against Russia for its meddling in last year's presidential election. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the sanctions were consistent with messages Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has promoted since Russia's activity in the Ukraine.
But the secretary, I think, has been firm about sanctions on Russia. We've talked a lot here about the issues facing Ukraine, how we expect and we intend, fully intend, those sanctions to remain in place until Russia stops the provocative actions that caused those sanctions to be placed in the first place.
The Senate previously passed its version of the bill on previously this week. Police say the suspect in a chainsaw attack at a health insurance company's office in the Swiss city of Schaffhausen has been arrested, but gave no further details. They also said the police would hold a news conference Wednesday morning. Franz Rosis is accused of attacking two employees of the insurer at their office in Schaffhausen's old town on Monday morning. His motive remains unclear. This is VOA News.